This is the only life you get. This is not a dress rehearsal for something else. This is it. Things that you come in contact with that you want to do, figure out how to do it. The best thing you can do for yourself, your family, and your children is live a life that you love. When you are raising children and you don't love your life, you're raising them to not love theirs. If you learn nothing else from me and you don't follow me and you don't pick up Sunday planning, I really want you to believe me when I say, this is it. You don't get a do-over. This is a good life. We just got to make it good for us. And what's good for me may not be good for you, but a piece of it might be, or you may hear it and then make it into your own thing. Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, my name is Shayla. Welcome to the Hey Shayla podcast. I went from full-time travel to full-time new COVID mom, and now I'm a mom of two. And holy wow, is motherhood and adulting a learning curve? There are so many decisions we need to make and a million ways to do it right. I created this podcast to interview some of my gurus to share their knowledge and empower you on your journey. Let me be your guinea pig and ask the questions you think everyone else knows. Here, we're a little hippie. We try to do things as naturally as possible. We're open-minded and we don't take ourselves too seriously. But above all, we support one another and work to find what works. If you're into it, you're our people. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the Hey Shayla podcast. Today I have Reetha Nicole. She is known as the South's best business and life coach. She helps women believe that their past can no longer define them. She coaches her clients to create systems and processes that create habits for success. Today she's going to share with us her trademarked process of Sunday planning and how this process can add margin to our lives. Thank you, Reetha, for being on the podcast. And I debated whether or not I was going to out myself, but I am. This is the second time we're recording this because the first time I didn't press record. And the only reason why I'm telling you that is because look at what I did.
Dressed.
The tags are still on because I haven't even committed to them, but I do feel different. I was like walking around the house with a little pep in my step.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Got a little business. Feel good about yourself.
Seth, yeah? Yeah, a second. Yeah, you can bring her here. All right. So today we are going to talk about the Sunday planning. And first, I want to start with you. I want you to tell your story about how this came to be, because Sunday planning just seems like a very simple idea. And you've created a whole system around it to like truly make people's lives better and more, I don't know, calmer, I feel like. So tell me more about how it started.
Manageable. So I'm Reetha Nicole, and I'm a mom to three boys. They are 18, 16, and 10. And I'm married to, when you begin to follow me on Instagram, the 18 and 16-year-old are affectionately called the Bigs, and the 10-year-old is called the Little. And my husband is the Mister. I never use names. Get used to it. It's a thing. So I am a coach every day, every single day. And then we have some other businesses that I don't get into unless something bad happens. But I'm a coach every day. I coach small business entrepreneurs and C-suite women on how to, like Shayla said, remember that their past doesn't define them. And the whole goal truly is to create a life that they love. That is the goal. And so I want to walk them through that every day. So Sunday planning came about because I got married pretty young to the Biggs father. And
I love these.
It didn't work out. We were young and dumb, and it just didn't work out. And so when we got a divorce, that was devastating to me. I was just like, what is this life? Like, listen. Listen, in your 20s, everything is devastating. Everything is horrible. You don't see life going any other way. And so I felt like I needed something to anchor me, to help me continue on. And so I said, on Sundays, I'm going to do these things and that will help me. Now, fast forward all these years later, because when this happened, the Bigs were 3 and 5. They were little kids.
Yeah.
And so all these years later, It is now a product and a trademark and a whole thing. But then it was like, this is how you continue on your life. And so I chose 5 things that would help me. And so if you heard the beginning when we were talking about her getting dressed, it was because I chose outfits as one of the things. Listen, here we are 16 years later. I still do it. I plan all my outfits on Sunday, what I'm going to wear all week. And it started, that didn't really start for me. That started for my love affair with Red Ribbon Week and teachers saying, we're wearing purple on Tuesday.
Because you don't want your kid to be the one that didn't have the outfit they were supposed to be wearing.
Listen, newsflash, my kid would be the one that didn't have on purple on Tuesday. Why? Because laundry is my least favorite task. And hello, I'm depressed all the time because I'm going through this stupid divorce. Get out of here, Tuesday purple.
I had a friend who sent their kid to school in their pajamas on picture day because she forgot it was picture day. So she's like,
oh, listen, when this comes out, when this episode comes out, y'all should all come to my DM and ask me for the picture that I'm about to describe. Last year, the littles school did full body. First of all, I don't even know why you would do that.
Yeah.
Why? And then I forgot it was picture day and he picks out his own outfits because that's part of his Sunday planning. Can I just tell y'all, he looked like a waiter. Like he looked like a bus boy at a very expensive restaurant. He had on black joggers and a black long sleeve Henley. Oh, it's amazing. If people who follow me on Instagram, I was like, I'm not buying these pictures. This is what? And everybody was like, no, you got to buy them because it's a great story forever and ever. And so, yeah, I bought them. And every time we look at it, we're like, I mean, it's a full body shot. He doesn't know how to stand. What?
Yeah.
No posing in third grade. What are you doing?
I can't believe that they did a full body.
Yeah, they did full body. It was crazy.
So funny. I'm glad you bought them. I feel like that is a good story.
It's a great story now because I tell everybody, look at him looking like a waiter. Look at him. Absolutely crazy.
He dressed himself.
He dressed himself.
Well, because that's what you said when you said outfits. I was like, why are you planning your outfits every day? And you're like, first of all, I don't like laundry, but really it started with the kids. But now they do their Sunday planning and they plan out their own outfits for the week.
Yeah, because first of all, they're adjusted to it, right? It's a habit. It's a way of life in this house. You start planning your own outfits when you're 7. We'll talk about that in a second. But it's, you got to get that off of me. Like, I just don't want any parts of it. And then it really just helps them be more responsible for their stuff. And so they plan their outfits. I plan mine because I work every day. So where you will waste the most time is standing in your closet with your first world problems of, I'm fat or nothing fits, or I never buy myself clothes because I always buy these kids clothes. Like all of that is such a time suck in the morning. And so that's one way, right? To get time back, find that margin. And so I plan the outfits and then single mom, newly single mom, got to save and got a budget. So I plan meals and then grocery shop for that specifically. Because, you know, we've all been to the store and come home with stuff that doesn't match because you were just hungry and just, you know, no agenda in Kroger.
I still do that. I do it at home and I just buy snacks. I'm like, oh, we need apples. Oh, I need bread. Oh, yeah. I'll buy some chicken. And then I get home and I'm like, I have apples, bread, and chicken. Yeah. What am I supposed to do with this?
Next on an episode of Chopped.
Yes.
Like, what are we doing? You know? And so it's just... So that was another thing that was like, this is what we do. And then that helps you because during the week, you can just look like we're not keto. We're not Whole30 over here. We're just meat, side, veggie. What is it? Right. We just write that down and it helps because then you look in the morning, if you're racing out the door or if you work from home, at some point you look and you see your meat, side, veggie, and then you can actually take that meat out. I mean, mm-hmm. Glorious. It gets the thaw all day on its own. So that helped me for that reason. And then Looking at the calendar and the schedule, that was really another one that was helpful because I'm doing this on my own now. And so I may need some help. I may need someone to pick the kids up if I have to work late, or if someone, maybe everybody has an extracurricular activity and I'm spread thin. And so asking someone on Sunday, can they help you on Tuesday or Wednesday or even multiple days, gives them time and they're more apt to say yes to that than on Tuesday at 2 o'clock, can you pick my kid up in 15 minutes? You know, so
totally.
That's why I did it then. Now I do it just so that I can know what I'm faced with for the week. And three kids, they all play a sport. We are deep in basketball. And so everybody has a practice, everybody has a game. And so it just helps to know, no point in taking that chicken out because we got three games, 6, 7, and 8, or they're all at 8. And so dinner's going to be different.
Well, that was the other thing you said about the outfits is like, sometimes it's like, they have the outfit for school, but now two of them have something afterwards. So we need to make sure those outfits are in the bag and like ready to go.
Yeah. Like when we have, you just never know. So the high school, the bigs play basketball. So they need their warmups in a bag. They need their uniforms. They need all of that. Well, I mean, you know, some of that has to be washed, gentlemen. So we need to be thinking about that. I would like to walk in your room and not get knocked out. So things like that all help with when you do the outfits. That's the whole point of like, how is that really going to save me time? Oh, it does when you are going to practice and you've already planned it. Oh, it does when the children now, they're three things. They only do three. They do outfits. They do their meals, i.e. lunch. And they put all of their dry ingredients, whatever's going to go in their lunch, minus the sandwich, because they can grab an Uncrustable or a small Lunchable or make a sandwich the day of. But everything else, they have it in a little container in the pantry and they just grab from there. And then they look at their schedule because I need to know if you have a practice, who cares that you can drive yourself. I need to know that you're not coming home. Not to mention, you probably should know when tests are, you know, because teachers do tell you that. I know, newsflash. I mean, they do give you warning. And so that was another way for them to learn about that. And so that's how Sunday planning came about. And in 2019, I decided to really help people with it. I had been doing it for years, just writing on paper, but some people need it more structured. And so we did that. We made it into a business where we have a product line because I love paper and pens and stuff like that. And so we do. We have notebooks, journals, all of that. And Sunday planning has a journal where you can write your five things. You can make your grocery list. You can write down what you're grateful for. It has space for all of that. And then it also has a calendar that a lot of moms that follow me and buy the products, that's the best seller. And they put it on their kitchen counter.
Yeah.
And it's really great. So 2019, we did that. And so we have a community of women, over 300 women in our community who do Sunday planning every week and really just form community around what life is throwing at them. But now it's a whole thing. But for years, it was just something to help me stay focused.
Well, and it's funny because, I mean, we're recording this 2 days after we did the first time. But it's all I've been thinking about. Like, literally, I'm like, okay, I need to get dressed. Okay, meat, veggie side. Okay, cool. There's so many tips that you said in the first one that we're going to get into. But I, like, when you're a mom, things are just, I've got a little mouth breather over here and a really good microphone. So sorry to anybody who hears some breathing. Yeah. But I feel like a lot of times you're just trying to throw the balls and catch them before they hit the ground. And it is just a constant battle of like keeping everything. Oh, a doctor's appointment. Oh, I need to feed these children. Oh, we have daycare. We've got this spirit day, whatever. Or just like work. Hi, it's Tuesday and I post YouTube videos on Tuesday. What am I doing next week? And there's so many things that we're trying to keep organized in our heads. And I swear the minute that you write them down, it releases you of that. It's now on paper. It's now not swirling around in your head. It's on paper. So when I was stalking you, trying to learn all about you, and I saw on your website this calendar thing that literally had food for the day. And the food, you said last time, it doesn't have to be like Monday, we're doing this, Taco Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. It's like meat, side, veggie. And then day of, you can go, I'm feeling chicken. I know I wrote that fourth, but it's Monday. I don't care. We're doing it today. And that just makes it so simple. And that's what I love about just your tips. It's like, no, I'm not telling you that you need to spend all this money to buy this super expensive calendar. Here's something. Or you're just like, this is how big. We went to FedEx the other day and they had one of those desktop calendars that you talked about. Cause you're like, we've got this big one in my laundry room. And I'm like, what, like what, where'd you buy that? And you're like, no, it's just a desktop thing that I nailed to the wall. And I was like, oh, okay. Influence me. I like
here's the thing. I think a couple of things. First of all, nothing in our store is over $10. I mean, nothing. Cause it's like, I just want you to get it. That's one. But the simplicity of it, I think we go the wrong way where we go like, this is so simple. Why didn't I think of that? Because it ain't your job to think of every doggone thing. It's just not. I mean, somebody else thought of that. Now use it and be gone. But the simplicity is what I look for. It's the practicalness is what I yearn to have. Why? Because I am not a perfect mom. I am a mom of three boys who let their kids dress themselves and they end up looking like a waiter. I am a mom of three boys who I am like, did you eat? Like, I had COVID and I was like, I'm just hoping for the best because I'm quarantined in the basement. I don't know what's going on up there. I mean, like, so we just want simple. We want simple and practical so that we can get stuff done.
And I think that's very apparent with you and everything you share and everything that you do. It's obvious that you're like, we're not trying to complicate this. We don't need 15 apps to manage our lives. We need 5 things on Sunday night, done.
Done. And like, listen, if you don't have 5, fine. Do 3. Do 2. Do whatever. But the purpose is to look at your life, your house, and go, what would help me? Now, I will tell you that the schedule helps everybody. The meals helps everybody. The outfits helps everybody. If it just helps you, if you, even for the stay-at-home mom, it helps you because there, what we were talking about when we first got on was at least 2 to 3 days a week, get everybody dressed. One, so that when you do get dressed, your kids won't go, oh my gosh, where are we going? Because that's the only time you get dressed.
Guilty.
And then two, because it does make you feel like a person who is doing something productive. And it will clear your mind. I want to say this. I'm going to jump for a second because I want to say this about things swirling in your head. That is like one of the reasons that we created notepads is so you can have one everywhere. There's one on my nightstand. There's one here. I'm in my office, so it's on my desk. There's one in the kitchen and they're just blank. It's just a notepad with lines on it. And one of the reasons we did that is so that you can write stuff down. The older you get, and listen, I'm in my 40s, so I'm not old, but there are songs from the 80s that won't leave my head. So I still remember my very first phone number ever. It's never going anywhere. And like, we don't remember anybody's number now. You know what I mean? So that stuff won't go anywhere. So what it's doing is not letting more stuff come in. Plus now, goodness gracious, all the passwords we have just to live a normal life. So writing stuff down makes it come out of the conveyor belt that it's coming around again, right? So take the chicken out. If you don't do it, just write it down because it's coming back in an hour for you to remember again. That's just the way our brain is made. And it's honestly not a bad thing. That's why a lot of kids get picked up from school on time is because we go, oh, I can't forget. I got to go get Jeff. You know what I mean? So you just writing it stuff down, don't think that I don't have a job that means that much, or I'm not as responsible, or I don't have as many responsibilities. There's stuff rolling around in your head that if every day you got into the practice of writing a things to do list, it would free you so much.
Totally. And I love that the gratitude piece is on there too, because writing down gratitude, that can change your entire mood, because you can look at all these like hard things in your life and then realize like, it's hard that she sits with me on podcasts and I'm just trying to have a conversation, but I'm grateful that I have this little chunk on my lap to sit with me in podcasts, you know, and it just can kind of change your perspective. So I love that that's included in your tips.
Yeah. Grateful stomps out comparison, right?
Yeah.
So that's the pro tip for writing down what you're grateful for, because what I'm grateful for is for me and it means something to me, and what you're grateful for means something to you. And so when I become grateful for the wonderful things in my life, then I take my eyes off of the next person who I thought I wanted their life.
I love that.
So that's one of the reasons I include it in almost everything. I always leave space for you to write 2, 3, 10 things you're grateful for.
Well, and you said that your boys do the Sunday planning. Do you all sit down together on Sunday and do it? Or is it just kind of like somebody, you do it at some point on Sunday?
No, I have boys. They don't want to do anything with me.
Yeah. But how old is your youngest?
10.
10. And he also does this.
Yeah. So we'll talk about this now, because I think this is one of the best things ever was I gift my children responsibility on their birthday.
I love that. So, phrase that.
As mom, our plate is always full. There's always something for us to do. And as our children get older, we should gift them things from our plate that they can begin doing. One is because it teaches them responsibility. Listen, we all went to college with the guy who didn't know how to do anything.
Nothing.
From iron his clothes to cook an egg. I mean, you know, it's, some of us now are married iron. To him.
I feel like laundry. They just didn't know where do I put
just
detergent?
Like, stuff it all in there. It's fine. Put it on hot. Who cares? Like, you know, and so I, as a boy mom, I just always thought I want them to not be, you know, like Kevin. I want, and not that Kevin's a bad dude. He has a great job now and a wonderful family, but yeah. And somebody had to deal with that. Like,
right. He didn't learn. Nobody taught
Kevin's
him.
Mom had to mold that and make that right. And so I want my boys to get the molding here. And so on their birthday, I began at the age of 6 gifting them responsibility. If you are listening to this, you know what the first thing was that I gave them. Good old laundry, because I hate it so much. I mean, I just hate it. But the first thing they get is to wake themselves up. You got to wake yourself up. I'm a productive morning person, but I don't like a lot of chatting and running around. I like soft, peaceful mornings. So if you wake yourself up, then you are peaceful, because you in your own zone, zero to do with me. So they get an alarm clock at 6, wake yourself up. And so as the years go, they begin to do more and more things that they can be responsible for. And at 7, they get laundry, and then they are responsible for picking outfits that look appropriate for you to leave the house. That's it. That's just the minimum. It's just, if I were to see you, if I was asleep when you left the house and I popped up at the school to bring you lunch, would I be like, are you kidding me? Looking at you? Or would I want you to be my son? You know? And so,
will I claim you at lunchtime or not?
Yeah. So that is, so that's the requirement, is I just want you to look presentable. And so they get that. And I just think it helps for not only, you know, the dress up days at school, but it just, then they begin to take pride in themselves and what they're supposed to wear. And it should be ironed. And so it's all a part of responsibility for themselves. It really helps. And so, yeah, they do their outfits, they do their schedule, and they do their lunch.
I love that. I love that idea of gifting them responsibilities? And you do you like lay out how, I mean, what if, do you tell them exactly how to do each task? Or you, I mean, obviously you have to teach them.
Yeah, I teach them. Laundry is a thing that I hate. So I took special time by myself and wrote down each step of everything I'm doing. Because again, I have boys and they are extremely literal. So if you say just dump it all in, they're just going to dump it all in. Mm-hmm. So it has an abundance of steps. This document that I typed up, printed out, and got it laminated at Kinko's, and it is in the laundry room on the inside cabinet where the detergent is. And we walk through it twice, and then you're on your own, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're on your own. So
I've never heard that advice before, and I love it. I love that you give them like age appropriate things to do.
Yeah, because so good. The reason that I do it like gifting it to them on their birthday is just what I call it. But I do it on their birthday so that I can remember that they should get something. And I do it when nothing is happening so that they're okay with it, right? Because what you don't want to do is yell teach someone how to do their laundry because you're so frustrated.
Right.
What you don't want to do is yell fuss all through the grocery store to teach you how to shop for groceries effectively. And so I just every year go, and you know, based on your kid, what does it look like right now he could learn how to do or do, you know? So,
well, that was another thing that you said, you're shipped.
Yeah. During the pandemic, you know, I got used to groceries being delivered and all of that. And then when it was over, I have two drivers too. Yeah. Why am I paying Instacart a fee when I have Instacart? And so,
and what a way to teach them how to find these things in the store. These are healthy options. Go get the chicken, the veggie, the side.
Yeah. And listen, dude, get what you see in the house. Don't buy something that you've never seen me buy because you're just going to go back to the store. And if they don't have it, be like shipped and say, would you like this as a substitution? Text me because you're just going to go back to the store. And so on Sundays, they rotate because I have two, but they are Instacart or shipped. They are Chevron or Shell. They fill my car up. That is a hat tip to the wife. I want them to be considerate. And so, you know, when you think of things, how do you teach your children how to be kind and considerate? Then you have to show them. And so it's kind to fill mom's car up. Now, you know, there's a consequence. You don't fill my car up on Sunday. When you text me for gas money, I don't have it because you didn't fill my car up. I mean, I buy the gas for my car and I'll buy it for yours. But when it's your turn to fill my car up and I get in it and you didn't do it, just know you'll be paying for your own gas next week because you forgot.
And I just can't stop thinking about the men that you're creating. Like what you said, you met the kid in college. That's just like, what, your mom just like, did you just have people that did everything for you? How do you not know how to do this?
Did your mom have like 15 kids and y'all just had to just, what's going on, right? That you don't know how to live?
A nanny for each child? Like, what's happening? And so to be like, these are very practical things. I'm not asking you to massage my feet every night, but if you want to, you can, but I'm not asking you to do that. Right. I'm just teaching you the basics of life that, yes, it's nice that I don't have to do, but now you're learning how to do this and you're going to go be such a competent human. I've never heard that as far as parenting advice. And I think that's absolute gold.
Yeah. I think people should do it. Gift them something. And the gifting is the remembering for you, but it's also like, I'm not doing this out of frustration or have to. I'm doing it because this is a part of life. And I don't have a list. I just go by it. The only thing I do have that's in a list is when they turned 16, I was like, oh, my time is almost up with them. And so let me think of life things you should learn, like fill out a job application, which there's not much of that happens anymore, but what mirrors a job application? Well, when you go to the dentist, when you go to the doctor, you have to fill out that paperwork. And so we did that. Open your own bank account. We did that. Write a check. Listen, I know checks aren't a thing, but on the off chance that something happens to the world and the internet, we're going to have to go back to checks. And so just, you know how to do that.
That's so smart.
Change your oil.
So when you go to the doctor,
a lot of stuff on that list.
When you go to the doctor, you hand them the forms to fill out.
Yeah, and they've been going to the same pediatrician for years, so I don't go to the doctor anymore. That was a gift.
Gosh. Seriously, no, like, you just make sense that you're a life and business coach, because these things are the most simple, but you just don't do them or think of them. Like, sometimes you just need someone to hand it to you and be like, here, and you're like, wow, yeah, this is
amazing. This is golden. Yes. And I just don't do it because we've gone to the same pediatrician all their life. She knows me. If they're sick, I go, but they play sports, so they need a physical every year and any of that. So they just go. But yeah, when I did go at, I think, 14 or 15, yeah, every year, you know, the doctor's office says, refill out this and make sure. And so that was, you know, the teachable moment for them to do it.
But even just going to going to the doctor by themselves, once they can drive themselves there, gives them the skills to talk to the front desk, to like tell them their symptoms, to, because even I'm guilty of, like, when Seth and I go with the baby, Seth will be talking, I'll be like, oh, and she does this, and she does this. I can only imagine when they're talking and they're like, my tummy hurts, and I'm like, and she did, and she threw up, and the blah, 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 blah. Like, no, if you don't say this yourself, your doctor's not going to know. So you need to learn to speak up for yourself. So yeah, good.
And kids nowadays don't talk on the phone very much, and, you know, because texting is a thing, and Instagram and Snapchat and all that. And so the communication skills that you need to communicate with other people, the tone and tenor of your voice and all of that. So the more that they can do on their own, the better they'll be at communicating, and communicating in tough situations, because, I mean, life happens. So I want them to get good at that. And sometimes, like, listen, parent your own, judge somebody else, don't judge me. But my son went to the dentist and he was like, I don't know what she's talking about. She's asking me these questions and I have no idea. And I was like, use context clues. Click, I'm out.
Yeah, or ask.
Because it's your mouth. She's talking to you, figure it out, I think. And so it ended up fine. I mean, I hung up from him, but then I called and I was like, hey, Ryan's back there and they're asking something and he's confused. And so she was like, oh, we got it. We were just trying to figure out, he has braces. And so we were just trying to figure out, like, about the sizing and all of that and the wax, and just a whole bunch of stuff. That, you know what, I wouldn't have known anyway.
Right.
Because I've never had braces.
Yeah.
But he had a bad day and he wanted nothing to do with talking to people. They weren't even asking complicated questions.
Right. So. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You're not leaving them out for the wolves. You're you're guiding them. I think everything that you're saying is so smart. So when we go, this podcast might have to be how to raise competent children, not how to Sunday planning. It's so good. But back to the Sunday planning, I feel like, what would you say are some of the common things that are, like, people's top? Because you said it could be one, it could be five, it could be whatever. What are some, like, clothing, the food, the calendar? I feel like I would add working out to mine, like figuring out where I can schedule it, a workout depending on Seth's schedule and the baby's naps and all that. Because when I sit down, okay, that's a separate topic. But what would you say are, like, coming to the top, the blah, kind of the top things?
Yeah, I think, I prepped for this question because you asked me, you know, you sent it in my questions. So I did look in what people were putting, like, online, because there's a Sunday planning highlight on Instagram, and then in the community. Outfits is a big one because of how it saves margin and time in the morning. And you have to treat it like meals. Like, I didn't know I'd wear this dress today. I just knew I would wear it this week. You know what I mean? It's just about how you feel. Meals is a big one because it just kind of helps you to not eat out every single week, especially when you get into a season of extracurricular and everybody's moving. So that's a big one for that reason. Another big one is the schedule, but it's something different for everyone, right? So for some people, it's husband and wife have major careers that causes a lot of them having extracurricular night dinners or functions and things like that. And then a lot of people have a lot of kid extracurricular stuff. And then there is the schedule, because a chief complaint from women is we kind of lose a little bit of ourselves when we have families and career and all of that. And so one of the things I often say is, what if I asked you, what would your hobby be? What is it? And most people are like almost offended that I'm asking them for their hobby when they have five kids or two kids. And it's like, well, that's how you know that you are, you know, semi not really making yourself as important. And you can hold two things at once. I can love my family, would die for them, and also would like a massage, or also would love to have dinner with friends weekly or monthly or whatever it is.
Or paint, so, or sing, or do it.
Like go for a run. Or did you know I loved fiction and would like to sit down and read?
Right.
And so, yeah, schedule could be any of those things. And so that was a big one. Like when I first introduced it, I did some lives and just talking about things like that. Like, you should write out, these are the days I want to go work out, because it may interfere with something else. And so looking at that, but yeah, so those are the big ones.
And then how I feel like, because, and then you said content too, like work, figuring out what you're going to be posting. And I told you, it's no secret here, but believe it or not, I don't plan any of that out here.
Except so I write all of mine on Sunday. I write all of my content on Sunday and put it in a scheduling app. Because if you are running a business, whether it's a side business or it's your full-time gig, and you say out of your mouth that you're using social media to promote your business, and you are not thoughtful about the content that you're putting out, then we are going to wonder why your business isn't doing so well, or your social media isn't effective for you. And it's because you're doing it on the fly. There's no plan. And so when you plan it out, you will be able to do all the things. I do a post every day, a reel every day, and a story every day. And people are like, how do you do that? Well, I write them all on Sunday and they all come out at 6:09 every day, Monday through Friday.
But you don't film them on Sunday. You film them day of, but you've got it scripted, the topic that you're going to talk about. Okay. That feels manageable.
Yeah. Cause whatever I write is what the reel is about. And it's just because reels are getting more traction.
Right.
But I write them all on Sunday and then they come out every day at 6:09.
I could maybe do that. I like
you could, because you don't have to do Monday through Friday. See, the thing about it, here's what makes us not plan, or what makes us hear this type of information and go, man, that's so cute that works for her, but it won't work for me, is because you make the attempt to do it just like me. No, do it like you. Right? Like when I said, get dressed. Well, get dressed 3 days a week. You pick your outfits 3 days. Baby step your way into it. Pick it 2 days. If you are going from not planning any content, plan 2 days of content. And then, you know, do that for a while and then go up to three. If you are waking up with your children, which, you know, I say don't do, because they are needy. They immediately need something.
I'm hungry. Good morning, Mom. I'm hungry.
They're not coming in like, you're so pretty, it's time to wake up. This is when we wake up. They're not saying that. And so I say, if you don't do that now, then what you need to do is start off just getting up 10 minutes before when you used to, then go to 15, and then find what's comfortable for you. So when you hear things like this podcast or anything else that you're going, man, I wish that could be my life, trim it down and see what part of it could be for you.
Totally. Because
if you thought, man, I wish that, then there's something in there that you like, trim it down.
Well, that's like the outfits. I literally was like, I'm going to have to go shopping. Like, I don't have the outfits for this. And I was like, but I do have these overalls that I love. And I was like, this isn't what she's talking about. I was like, well, it kind of is, because the whole point is just to like get dressed, get out of my mom uniform. And because like you said, throw on a little makeup so that when you walk past the mirror, you kind of like give yourself a second glance. That's how I feel today in my overalls. I'm like,
that's right.
Okay.
Y'all can't see her, but the overalls are so stinking cute. So she might as well get over it. They're cute.
Right. But it's like not a cardigan, or it's not like, but it's my version of like getting ready. And so exactly to your point of like, it sounds so stressful to me to like get dressed and get ready and do my hair and do whatever. I'm like, well, my makeup is mascara. And when I wear that, I feel different. And my non-mom uniform are these cute little overalls. And just like taking what you're saying, because I'm like, yeah, that sounds nice, actually, and making it attainable for me. I think that's...
Yeah, see, my makeup is a lip. Like, I love wearing a good lip. I just love a lipstick. So that means more to me than anything. So on a day where I don't feel it 100%, a lip will make me walk in it a little bit more and, you know, feel better. So yeah, just trim it down enough for you. Make it work for you.
Totally. And I like that you don't have on there, what are your outfits going to be today? You do have the food, because obviously we need to eat and it's easier to plan, but it's like, what are your things? What are your things that you're going to do? And I told you last time it was W's. It was workout, water, and wake up early, which I think the wake up early is not going to work because we co-sleep. A lot's changed since we talked last time. I was like, I'm just going to wake up at 4 and they're just going to have to figure it out. They're not figuring out. They're not getting sleep there because we all wake up at the same time. So I'm like, okay, fine. That's my reality. I'll do the 10 minutes so I can have a little bit of like brush my teeth by myself. And then where am I going to get my work? Somewhere else. But just coming up with those things and thinking about them, I feel like when I do that, I am lit. Like, things move like butter. I am my best version. It's like, you're not constantly trying to think like, oh, not only what is for dinner, but like, why isn't my husband doing that? Why aren't they thinking of dinner? Why do I have to be the one who's coming up with this? All the things that come up, like with what you said with the clothes, like, oh, I used to wear that when I was skinny, or this is so old, I have nothing to wear, blah, 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 blah. It's like all of that's gone. You're like, okay, where's that dress that I said I was wearing sometime this week? Done. All those thoughts are gone. There's no more trying to figure it out.
You don't even think those, right? So I want to say two things. One is, we ask ourselves a lot, like, why is my husband not doing this? Or why is he not doing that? Just ask him. It's simple. Just ask him. It is not in his wheelhouse to ask you, do you need help? They don't ask that until our hair is on fire and it's far gone. It's too late. And we dislike them greatly at that point.
Fact.
So the best thing to do is just add them into the fold. Like, I don't do anything that has to do with the school. Nothing. I don't get the newsletters. I don't get the emails from teachers. The teachers don't have my email. I don't do any of that. I don't do it. He does all of it, because I said, hey, and I said this years ago, I said, hey, you know what would really help me? If you were the school person. Like, neither one of us is ever going to be a room mom. We both think that that's dumb. So if you could just get like the emails, the newsletters, and kind of know what's going there. Our school does Power School, so you can look at the grades and all of that. Let them send you the login. Like, can you have capacity for that? Can you do that? And he was like, yeah, no problem.
Of course. Why wouldn't I be able to?
Like, yeah, no problem. And so he does it. And he didn't say, yeah, no problem, as in, yeah, no problem. Like, I don't know how that's going to turn out. This has been going on for 6 years now. And so he reads the emails and they send a newsletter out every week and he reads it and he tells everybody in the house what they need to know that's appropriate for them. And If I will go on field trips. So when it's announced, he'll tell me so I can block my schedule. And if I can't make it, then nobody goes because he says that's not my thing. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So it's like that, right? Like he has stuff, I have stuff, but it's the ask. And so I asked that question 6 years ago. And so I don't do any of it. If I'm supposed to do it, he'll tell me. Like they had a Veterans Day program and my son was a flag holder and it was a whole thing. And he just said, hey, they're having a Veterans Day program and we got to go. And it's at this time. And it was on the big calendar. And so I went, I don't feel nothing about that.
I wouldn't. Yeah, no, I think that's a great, and maybe it's the doctor's appointments, keeping track of like going every, I mean, I'm in that season where it's like, okay, we need to go for the 8 month and the 12 month and the whatever. And I am having a hard time keeping track of that. I did that with food because Seth and I are both snackers. Like I said, bananas, chicken and apples or whatever I said. And then we're like, what are we going to eat for dinner? And then so I was like, Seth, it would be huge if you could just make sure that we had the food. And I've just put it in the fridge and I'll make it. I'm having a hard time getting it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. Because we just don't do it. So now we do the meal plans where it's like a HelloFresh or whatever, where they send it to you and you can prep it yourself. That's what worked for us because we both knew that that's something that was not, it wasn't going to happen and we need to eat. So I like the meat veggie side because that's so freaking simple. But I also like this meal service because it's like, okay, I have no idea. I picked this a couple weeks ago. Looks like we've got tacos. We're going tacos tonight. Cool. You don't care either. Perfect. I'm going to make them. We're going to eat. We're going to eat tonight. This is great. And it's just incredible. Yeah. It's incredible how exactly what you're saying, you literally just have to ask them and they're like, oh yeah, sure.
But it's just like with the kids, right? Gifting them that responsibility is when you're not frustrated. So the ask comes... For me, I try to ask when I am not frustrated, like this new thing is coming in our world. Who's going to do it? So I can cook. I was a single mom. I can do it. I don't like it. So that was one of my asks. And, you know, when we got together, I was like, hey, you like to cook? And he was like, I love it. And I was like, what can I do to assist you in that? How can I help you?
Yeah.
He was like, if you write it down and tell me, then it'll be cooked. If the groceries are there and it's a menu, then it'll be done. What? Easy.
Done.
I will do that. Right. So it's just all about the ask. And I think that if we ask from a place of non-frustration, then we will get better results. Totally. So I just try to ask. I mean, and I will hold stuff in like, oh, I've got to ask this. Like, I just don't want to ask it now. I'm mad about it.
I see.
So I hold it to like, this is real live example. He probably would die. He knew I'd tell him this, but I mean, not in a bad way, but he is really good about keeping his car clean. Meanwhile, my car's so dirty. And so I just was like so mad every time he would come home with his car clean. I just would be so mad. A, because I don't know that you're taking it. So I can't remember to ask you to take mine either.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, my car's so dirty and yours is so clean. And so I just would internally be so mad about that. Something so dumb and minor. And he is oblivious to it. And so... it made me mad. And so one day I was like, I'm so mad about this. And then I wrote it down to ask him like a week later. And so a week later I said, hey, my car is always dirty. And he was like, I know, it is gross. I had to hold my tongue. And so I was just like, yeah, so your car is always clean. And he was like, yeah, because I like it. And I was like, I like a clean car too. He was like, really? Holding my tongue. I'm like, oh, I'm about to smack you.
And no, so, I love swimming and all this stuff that's in here.
And so I was like, but I just feel like it's not on my radar because I'm so busy. And so I never can ask you when you're taking yours. So if you could just be in charge of that for me, that would be great. And he was like, okay. Like, that's it. He was like, okay. Now, meanwhile, I'm fuming inside because of all the smart A comments he made about my car. But I can't go there, right? Because you just said okay to this major thing that has been making me mad. And so now I don't even have to worry about that because I don't even know how it comes on his radar and I don't care. But my car is just as clean as his.
Dang.
And so it's just about asking. And I waited to not ask from the frustrated place. Because then the comments that he was making, we would have been on 10.
Yeah, and you would have not gotten
nothing would have been accomplished. Yeah. So now it's a thing. I don't do school. I do field trips, but I don't do any of the notifications. And let me just tell you, y'all in elementary, y'all know they send a zillion emails. It's like, what? Who is reading all of that?
My sister said that it's like you get the email and then you have to do the app for the homework and then a different app for this and a different website. You're like, I don't know about all that. But she's like, it's so complicated just to be the parent to try and keep up with like where the homework is and where the grades are and where the this is and where, because it's all on different systems. And
it is.
Like,
they have the Remind app and then they have Google Classroom and then they have PowerSchool and then they have My School Fees, which is different from My School Bucks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
What the what?
Right.
But
no, it's incredible how simple men are. And to our benefit too, because then, because sometimes I'm like, Seth, I need to use your brain. I want to work out. I want to work out and I can't because I've got two children. And he's like, well, as he usually naps, a pretty good nap in the morning, right? And I'm like, yeah. It's like, what? You could maybe do it then.
Yeah, I could.
I could. What about all the dishes? What about like you? I don't know. We just like seem to, because we have so many things that are going on. So just, I like to use his brain a lot of times, or I'll just be like, listen, Seth, I don't need a solution right now. I just need to just vent a little. Oh. Yeah. Or I go straight to him. All right, Seth, I need a solution.
Yes.
It's great.
That's awesome. Because know this, when you don't say, I'm just venting, mm-hmm. I don't need you to fix it, they are going to fix it.
Yeah. Yeah, and validate my feelings. Just tell me.
I'm good at that too. I'm like, hey, I just want to talk about this thing. I don't want to fix it. I don't want a solution. I just want to say the words.
Yes. Yeah. But then when I do that too many times to Seth, he has a little tough love with me and he's like, Shayla, you are not allowed to come to me with this again unless you come with a solution, because I'm kind of tired about hearing about how it's just upsetting you and you're doing nothing about it. And I'm like, excuse you. And then I walk away and I'm like, oh, dang. He's right. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So when I sit down and I do these things and I plan out my schedule, I said everything moves like butter. And then the next week, I don't know, something doesn't move like butter. And I'm like, oh, wait, it's because I didn't plan out my week this week. I forget. So I do it and I feel on top of the world and it's fantastic. And then it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I forgot. How do you remember? I guess it's like any habit, right? You just have to do it. But like,
yeah, the thing. So with Sunday planning, most people remember because I say it every Sunday. I say it on Instagram every Sunday. I say it in the community every Sunday. I send a newsletter out on Sunday. But the newsletter has life stuff and coaching stuff. But I also remind you at the end, right? So I say it every Sunday. So if you follow me, if you're in my world, you'll get that reminder. But that's one of the reasons that I made a product was so that you could see it. So if you get the weekly calendar notepad, it's right there, right on your desk or on your kitchen command station or whatever you call it. And so you see it and there's your trigger to do it. And then the same thing with the journal, because there are some women who like the Sunday planning journal. You see it wherever you have it and you do it. And so that's the way that you keep up with it. But because Sunday planning truly does have kind of like an almost instant fruit, right? We will keep doing the things that bear us fruit. And so because it really has like that instant fruit, then you will keep doing it. What makes people get off is vacation or visitors in your home and things like that. So that's what makes people get off of the habit. And then they have that bad week and they're like, oh, you know what? I didn't Sunday plan. And then they, remember again, or they say, oh, I'm going to have to, you know, set the reminder that Rita says or any of that. But
totally.
The instant fruit is really what helps.
I agree. And what is your social media so people can follow you? Or get sent up.
Yes. So my social media is my name, Rita Nicole, NICHOLE. And that's where you can find everything. The link in my bio has the products and the highlight that says Sunday planning. You could see, because when we first started this, in 2019, I reposted everything, you know, that people would post their ways to Sunday plan because I thought it was good. The description of it, because there was a post long ago about it. And so that's in there. And so all of that is on Instagram because it's my favorite. So everything's there.
Other than the Sunday planning, are there any other tips? Well, Sunday planning, waking up before your kids, gifting them things on that. I mean, you've given a lot of good tips in this, in this podcast. Is there anything else that you are like, this is something that has helped a lot of people?
Okay, so I'm going to give you two things. One is a tip, and then one is what I say every single where, anytime I speak, anytime you come in contact with me, I tell you this thing. So the tip first is, another pro tip is timers. Timers are like chef's kiss to busy people because they can be used for so many things, right? So for career people, and like my clients would hear this and they would go, she's going to talk about email. I think email is horrible. I think we have gone way astray from what it was supposed to be in our life. And I say all the time that people are fake busy, and email makes you fake busy. And so if you are a career person or a small business owner, email should be on a timer. 30 minutes, set that timer. Go into your email and then get out and do the other things that you are supposed to be doing. Another way to use a timer is for reading. People are always like, I don't see how people read anymore. Where do they find the time? They just set a timer. They set a timer for 15 minutes and say, I'm going to slow my life down and I'm going to sit here with this book for 15 minutes, and they read. And that's really good because, listen, we are ruining our mental health with multitasking and trying to be everything to everyone. And so reading is a good way to slow yourself down. And so set a timer for 15 minutes, and that's great. Another good way, pro tip for using a timer is when you are a stay-at-home mom and you have littles and what I call mid-littles, right? So they are not napping anymore because they're in that mid-little stage, but you still have to entertain them, right, all day. And so a timer is good for them because you can set a timer for 15 to 20 minutes. I wouldn't go longer than that because they are mid-little, and say, hey, mommy is going to go do this, and you are going to do this. And when the timer goes off, we will come together. But don't come to me until the time goes off. And listen, we live in a world where Amazon is amazing. And so what does that mean? Amazon has timers with color changing and shapes on the wall and things like that to help those mid-littles keep their attention. And so yeah. 15 to 20 minutes. So timers, they are your best friend. You really should use them as your best friend. That would be a pro tip.
That was a huge one. And one that I've been thinking about a lot in the past 2 days is like a couple of ways that I've thought to use it is I really want to journal again. It's like, how am I going to journal? Same thing. Like instead of I'm going to go read for 10 minutes, I'm going to journal for 10 minutes. And that's just going to force me to do it. Start, stop. It makes you be more efficient, I feel like, instead of just like this open-ended task. And then I am working from home. And a lot of times I have them, and it feels, I prefer to have 100% dedicated work time and 100% dedicated mom time. Cause when I do 50-50, it feels gross on all ends. I don't think I'm working as well. And I feel like I'm being a crappy mom sitting on my phone working. Right. So the timer, when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, I can set a timer for 20 minutes. Cause I have this quick like task that I need to finish right now, but I'm momming and I can just be like, okay, hey, mom's going to work for 20 minutes and then we're going to play. And that was like incredible for me. And same thing with like trying to navigate where I can get this extra sliver of work time. I'm clearly not able to wake up at 4. So now I'm thinking, okay, maybe after I put them to sleep, I set a timer for an hour and I bang out as much time as I can in an hour, because who knows what the night's going to hold. Are we going to get sick? Are we going to wake up 50 times? Are we going to wake up at 4 a.m.? I don't know. So I can't stay up till midnight hoping that they sleep till 6 or 7 like they normally do. So setting an hour gives me like, all right, girl, now start and stop and be done. And that was like I don't know. That was a huge one that you gave me last time. So I've just been thinking about that a lot.
Yeah. Let me say this too about timers. When you have littles and mid-littles, when you set a timer and it goes off and you believe in your heart that they are really enjoying it, and so you keep going, that is a lie from the pit of hell. And what is going to happen is they are going to be finished before you're finished with the next thing that you started. And then you're going to be frustrated and you're going to try to coax them into more time. Just stop when the timer goes off, because again, you are teaching them how to start and stop things. Mm. And you're teaching them about timers, and it's a better deal.
That's a great point.
Listen, don't go through the things that I've gone through. That's why I'm telling you. How mad I was that I now started this new thing, and whatever you were doing, you've now lost interest, and now totally. You're over here talking to me and I'm doing this new thing. Can you give me 5 more minutes? Yep. Oh, please give mommy 5 more minutes. I'm negotiating with a mid-toddler. He don't understand 5 more minutes.
That's a great point.
So that's my tip. Listen, I say this everywhere that I speak, because if you know my story, then you know why, but it means a lot to me. And I want everybody to live this way. This is the only life you get. This is not a dress rehearsal for something else. You are not somebody's understudy and going to come in on your next run. This is it. And so things that you come in contact with that you want to do, figure out how to do it. The best thing you can do for yourself, your family, and your children is live a life that you love. When you are raising children and you don't love your life, you're raising them to not love theirs. Oof. When you are in a marriage with a spouse and you're always unhappy, eventually that person is going to think that you are unhappy with them, or you will never be happy. And so really figure that out. This is the only life you get, and it can be cut short in a millisecond, and you won't see that coming. You are not the author and finisher of your life. And so while you have this time, if you learn nothing else from me and you don't follow me and you don't pick up Sunday planning, I really want you to believe me when I say this is it. You don't get a do-over.
That's so amazing.
Do it right now. Figure out what you love and go after it.
Amen. I love that. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I really appreciate you coming, giving me the grace the first mm-hmm. time and coming back on a second, because I just, like I said, I can't stop thinking about this. And I think that the message and the habits and the tips and everything that you have to share is just going to change people's lives.
I hope so. I really do. I don't do any of this or say any of this or come on any podcast to be like, I'm perfect. And so here's how to do it in perfection. No, I'm not perfect. I just told you I was negotiating with a toddler for 5 more minutes of time for me to finish my task. I do it to link arms with other women and say, hey, here's what I've learned. Here's something that works. Make it work for you, or copy and paste, sister. Do whatever you need to do, because again, I believe that this is a good life. We just got to make it good for us. And what's good for me may not be good for you, but a piece of it might be, or you might hear it and then make it into your own thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's my goal.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, please share with somebody you think would love. And I would be so honored if you would subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment and rating below so I can know what you guys are digging, what you want more of, just connect with you a little better. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.